Can you hear me?
Most definitely.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Diversity and Equity in Education. My name is Denise. To my right or to my left is...
And I am April. We back, as we promised. Back. We are sticking to our schedule. I have to give ourselves a pat on the back because, listen, the weather is weathering.
It certainly
and
is.
The pollen is, what is it, pollinating or pollinating?
It's pollinating.
I'm from the South, so I'm going to make up a word, pollinating. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, roll eyes. Yeah, there we go.
It is doing all of that because, first of all, when I walked outside, and I'm back to wearing my glasses full time because as we step outside and the layer of yellow that is across your car, I went outside. I took one breath. It wasn't even a deep breath. Just a little breath to say, oh, hey, so welcome, sunshine. Hey, then I was like, let me go inside. I'm about to die. So I realized we're wearing our mask and things now, not because, okay, I'm worried about COVID or anything like that. The mask is literally just because I want to breathe when I step outside. And it's hard for us who are allergy sufferers. It really is. I mean, you have the congestion from the head, from the nose, from the running water, from the eyes. I mean, it's been really rough. So God bless those of you who are truly immune to the oak and this pollen that's here in Florida. But the rest of us, we are suffering. That's what we've been inside. You might not see us at all, except for on this screen.
All facts. So, definitely. Are we going out of order? Are we going to go in order for our agenda topics tonight?
First of all, we are going to go in order. We want to start off with just a check-in. How's it been these past couple weeks, April? How have you been doing?
It has been through hell and high water. I will say this. What God say, new levels, new devils. Baby, it has a new meaning for me. And all I want to do is just be a community resource teacher. That's all I'm going to say. And I will say this. Sometimes you have to step back and allow individuals to show themselves without you trying to consistently explain it to others. Because when I tell you, it has been a journey. And I'll put the pen there. How has it been for you?
I would absolutely mirror that particular sentiment. I think for people, once when you're removed from people's presence, as well as when they also understand what the impact that you also had on the situation around you, and also just, hey, listen, I want y'all to see this for yourself. I'm not making a story up. I'm not creating a scenario. This is what it is right here. And it's only going to get, according to some people, it's only going to get worse. So, but thank you for letting that flow out there without me having to add any more input. And on a special little side note, you know, as we get older, right, Facebook and all these social media platforms are very interesting things. I actually have been stalked recently by my third grade nemesis. And right now, I would like to give a big fat shout out and say, listen, we may have been nemesis in third grade, but right now, you holding me down, so I appreciate you. Thank you. Just want to... Right.
That part.
Right.
That part. Got to.
You never know who is watching. I think that's the bottom line right there. You never know who's watching and who actually is proud of you and your accomplishments over the years. Because we are in our 50s now. And it's like, man, I remember when that fight went down. But okay, good looking out.
Not the fight. The physical.
Is
that one fight you told us about that you...
Third grade.
That you gratefully lost and didn't want to ever fight again?
I'm like, listen, we cool now. Because we know that with these knees, that fight could not occur again today. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. God bless y'all in the future, you know, everybody in your future and everybody family and everything like that. God bless you. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on in education. Starting off with agenda number one. Department of Education.
We play more, we wear multiple hats in this advocacy work that we so passionately, voluntarily do. Let me say that. Because, you know, some people are under the impression that there's some type of monetization that's happening for us supporting families in this advocacy work. I just be trying to figure out, where do they get this from? Like, who's sitting around saying, April and Denise, them, they making money off of, you know, trying to get parents to. 20 years in. We ain't rich yet.
Right.
So take flight on the BS. Take flight on it. Move forward with it. But as we are saying, so we also, about what now, 4 years ago, what year are we in? 2025. Oh, no, this is 5 years ago. So Sunshine Education Coalition came to life, and the ultimate goal was to highlight and illuminate the discrepancies, the inequalities, the disproportionalities, another word I probably just made up, that's occurring as it relates to the discipline, you know, nationwide. But our hyper-focus is going to be where we live, which is in Hillsborough County. Right. It's not personal. It's not with bashing the district. It's just that if there are things that can be done better and they're not being done better, and they know it can be done better, we're going to bring it to the light, especially when it has an impact on the quality of life of a child. And unfortunately, the Black boy is constantly at the top of the totem pole when it comes to disciplinary inequities. That's just fact. And that's a nationwide fact. It may shift a little bit now because, you know, our Hispanic boys are on the rise as well. But it goes back to that common language that has been used over the years, Black and brown children. Mm-hmm. So let's just say our hyper focus is going to continue to be on the Black boy. They're suspended at a hot. Listen, we're not going to go back down that road. If you want to know, go watch the other videos. But I will say this. It has been brought to our attention that there are inequities even when it comes to the disciplinary. And what are those? Those occur when a child has been sent forth to be told that they are getting ready to occur change of placement. Mm-hmm. And change of placement, or the new language is change of environment. It basically means they're being taken away from their home school or their magnet school where they have applied to be at. But there's some disciplinary discussion that has occurred, or actions that have occurred on their behalf, that they are now being considered for change of placement. Now, please note, we understand there are going to be needs for change of placements without question. There is going to be some students that disciplinary wise, they have created a mulch on their campuses without any restorative supports, without any guidance supports, without any, you know, I can list all the things that should have occurred prior to it reaching this level, but there will be some extreme circumstances without question. But the problem that the parents are having is that when they arrive at these hearings, the decision has already been made. That basically, this is what occurred. This is why you're here. This is the school that your child is going to. Mm-hmm. Done deal. Now, I'm not the smartest cookie in the world. I'm not trying to be sweet on anything that I have no knowledge of legally, but I do know I've watched enough CSI and, you know, Law and Order, that hearings don't go like that. They're not supposed to. So what's your understanding of a hearing? Let's see if you and I share the same, you know, novice, you know, era of understanding about a hearing. What's the hearing, Denise, for you?
Okay. And I'm so glad you asked the question because, again, like I say, I don't go into a situation thinking that I know everything. I don't at all, right? I go into a situation with the information gleaned from things like my contract and information about when I look at the student code of conduct, all that stuff like that. Okay, which means that when you have a hearing, you're there to hear from all sides, from this party over here, the student, the administration, the teacher might have something to say, the ESC specialist might have something to say. Everybody needs to come in, have a discussion, and then we make a formal decision as to this is where the child is going to be placed. That's in, according to everything I've read, is what a hearing is. What a hearing is not is, let me bring you on in here. Hey, listen, we done made this decision. This way you got to go pack your stuff and get up out of here. That's not a hearing in my, on my 20 plus years of understanding what a hearing is. So that's my answer to that question.
So, and if we even were to retract back to say, okay, let's just say that all of these hearings that are going forth and they're being conducted in that matter, what is the scope of how it's determined that they're going to be change of placement? Now, if you have Johnny over here at a more diverse school, I'll use that example, and then we have Billy over here at a less diverse school, same situations that they both gotten involved with. However, one will continue to receive ISS, OSS supports at the school site versus good old Billy. Johnny good, but Billy, you out of here. Bye, Billy. Bye, Billy. Bye. Now, that's where the problem lies. If, and in the event we're going to do change of placements, it got to hold true to same guidelines, same level of disciplinary actions that have occurred. Again, we know that there's going to be some extremes. The extremes, we're taking those out of the conversation. We're talking about minor things. Let's say you get into a fist fight. The fight involves you and several other students. If we're not changing placement, all of them, if they all were actively engaged, not a bullying situation. Like, I just know, you know, you got some people trying to think ahead. Well, what if? We're talking right. about a mutual. We met up, we fought, we bashed each other. One got beat up, one didn't. And now one, because they won the fight, they get the change of place. No, that's not how that works.
I would say this entire conversation that right now that we're having is brought to you by the letter C. And C means calibration. We're not being calibrated properly.
Say it again. That was good.
Calibrate. That's good enough for me. That's what C is. Because the problem is, I can't have you over here at this school. You've done fought everybody in the school except the principals and AAPs. But you come back every week bigger, badder, and stronger than everybody else. And they want to have meetings with teachers. They want to know what you've done in the classroom. But you've given me every single thing. Rather, let me put random teacher number one. Every possible type of child in the classroom. And yet this child has, you're saying we don't have the support. You're saying we don't have the, we don't have enough. Like we don't have one counselor, one social worker, one nurse, one whatever it is you have. You don't have enough support. But you know this child is creating chaos every single week. And this child gets to stay. Another child who just got in a fight who's never been in any, that child is a child that had taken it all year long and decided this is the day. This is the last day they're going to pull my pants down. This is the last day they're going to steal my homework. This is the last day they're going to call me out. This is the last day they're going to push me in the hallway. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tap that ass all through this school. Now him. But this is his first incident. He been picked on the whole school year. This player gets 8, 9, 10 days. How, Pooh? How?
And so then that aligns with also how the racial slurs are becoming very fragrant in a lot of the conversations that are happening amongst students. And it depends on who hears it and which racial slur they want to address.
Yes.
So It appears that because, you know, I don't have to, the nigga, whatever it is so, you know, embedded in a lot of the cultural music that it has become a norm for, I guess, everybody to say. It is what it is. It's just become that. Mm-hmm. However, even amongst those children, they know the difference. They know when they're saying it and how they're saying it. Mm-hmm. So again, adults, don't find yourself picking and choosing about that, because that too has led to some, you know, some inequities. So yeah. We have to go back to the fact of this. If we're going to bring things to the forefront and we're going to be able to hold children accountable, we also have to give them a fair chance. That disciplinary hearing process, from what we've been told by several families, so it needs to be addressed. Yeah. So with that being said, even the disciplinary hearings that have been brought forth for the school year, it would be interesting to know that. I wonder who's leading in the change of placements. All we got to do is go over to the schools and see it.
That's right. You have to understand, we know where to get the data from. When people get mad, you get mad, why would you get mad at me? I'm literally telling you, hey, if I go over here to this school, they're going to tell me A, B, C, D, and this person was in the hearing, and that's what it was. And that's how it went down. So, but anyway, we're going to invite that. That's going to be later on down in the agenda. Let's go back to the very beginning. Let's go back to the Department of Education. So we really would love for the people to chime in. And even if you leave your comments even after the broadcast, what do you know about the Department of Education? What do you know that it actually does? But we're here to tell you one of the primary things that the Department of Education does is send money to the public schools. That's I would say truly one of the biggest things that they handle is sending the money to the public school. But because the states are who determines what's taught, because a lot of people say, well, the Department of Education determines what is being taught inside the classroom. So no, that's determined by the states, right? But we need to understand so that they do a lot with the Department of Education as we see it being broken down, taken apart. We just saw a post the other day, I think April, you may have done it, where they're talking about the voucher program and who's entitled to get these vouchers. You got the super rich getting these vouchers and kids who need it but can't go anywhere. I mean, they manage the money, they manage the loans, like the FAFSA loans. Department of Education regulates the student performance. So now I want you to understand something. Yes, we have mixed feelings about testing. However, if you're taking away completely the ability to at least give some kind of test to monitor where the kids are, we see like right now with performance levels, we are worse than we were pre-COVID. Okay, we going through some serious deficits. Now you're gonna take away that ability to test the kids overall if you're breaking apart. Remember, again, this is what Department of Education covers, right? So you got to sit there in your household like this looking at your kids. But spell photosynthesis. Can you spell photosynthesis? Remember, you were part of the No Child Left Behind parenting back there too. All of y'all will be in the house struggling, okay? So that's gone. So the whole thing about testing the kids, right? Funding for the Title I schools. That's Department of Education. Special needs. You remember a lot of y'all kids are deemed them as ESC, so you can get all this extra cash and extra money and all these other services. Services will be gone because if you defund it or you take it away, everybody that needs those services will not have access to those services, right? Also things like discrimination. Okay, Department of Education protects our children when it comes to being discriminated against if they have... Give me a word. Like, for example, kids who truly are disabled, physically disabled, mental disabled, things like that. So that's the discrimination. How about this? You take apart Department of Education, have the parents, you know, might want to take their kids over to the charter schools. Some of them might want to make them in these little mini schools. And that's fine. You choices. It's wonderful for you. But what's going to happen to the rest? Which means what's going to happen? Class sizes with who's left behind are going to explode. The class sizes are going to be humongous because if you say, all right, all these resources are no longer available, you kick all those kids out. Okay, now I've got a charter school that's got 15 kids, or I got a home-based school that got 10 kids. Well, the rest of the kids left behind are going back to the public school in our neighborhood school, right? But there's no money for that. There's no supports for that. So now you have a huge classroom, more stressed out teachers. Now you really think these teachers are going to stay in that situation? Now you got kids who in there, 30, 40 kids in that classroom and with no support, zero support. It's bad enough when they have some support, but you going in there, hey, we're not funding this no more. Zero support, zero. Everything you insist that your child have, you get none, okay? Then on top of that, all the civil rights protections. Now that means we could teach our children whatever. We could say whatever we want out to our kids. And then of course, also another thing that we don't understand is the training programs. Department of Education handles the training program. Now, April 9, no, we think I think we overly train. We've been professionally developed to death. Okay, we know some stuff. All right, but those are helpful for young new teachers who really are, as they're coming into the program, they need these things. And this is just what I've broken down. Because I wrote this stuff down. What I broke down is just a little snippet of some of the things that the Department of Education provides. Just a snippet. Imagine all of that going because they're talking about breaking this thing down and getting rid of this. What is going to happen and what's left behind? Parents, I just want to let y'all know. You might want to find you some tutors. The people on this screen right here are some highly skilled tutors and things like that. You're going to need some help. Because if they take away a lot of these services right here, you're going to need some help. You are. Okay? April, what's your thoughts on this?
You covered it all. You know, I always have a special interest in the ABA therapists that are allowed into our schools to support students that have intellectual disabilities, and most students that students that have autism and, you know, other behavioral disorders. And I will say this, in the event that they remove the opportunity for my grandson to be able to have that, it will be a challenge daily for him to be able to function with any type of success because it requires for him to have that regulatory support in the classroom. And it's a challenge for him, you know, and there are many kids in the classroom that don't even have that support that desperately need it. But again, insurance blockage, you know,
it
is not an easy process to say, hey, this is what my child needs. It was a uphill battle for almost 2 years to get that service in place. And now to know that it's risk. And keep in mind, the lunch program, CEP, where the entire school receives free and reduced lunch. Parents, be clear. This administration has showed us, not them, us, that it's all action. The talk, they're not doing much talk. It's all action. So what's the thing? The F-O-F-O?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at this point, that's what they've been doing. So I know, I will say this. So many were saying what he could not do. So many were saying what they don't have authority to do. Mm. So many were saying that it's impossible. Individuals that's in their respective roles in legislation would never allow this to happen.
Right. Right. Can you sit? Can we take flight? I just want to know.
And snatching all that stuff. That's what he's doing. Snatching it.
Snatching like a bad weave right here.
So, still on here. If you all don't think that there's a housing piece coming sooner than later with the Section 8 and the HUD, y'all have to be out of your minds.
Mm-hmm.
You silently, they work. Because when they come, when it's revealed, it's already in action, in motion. So parents, keep sleeping. Especially for those of us that's inner city.
You can
schools
see
that are not performing well. We got to do something. Your voice is needed. The same way we get on here, argue, fuss, and fight, cuss, tag, post, share. You can take, look, that's those same tools are impactful on this good old social media. That same tool is impactful for looking at the school board meetings, for looking at the state legislators meeting. Look, for all of it, you have to put your ear to the ground at this point and stay connected with what's going on. There's no more I didn't know. Because at this point, when you do find out, it's too late. It's too late.
Exactly. I mean, and then we hear, thank you, tell you again, because it's right in your face. That put the all up there, it's in your face. And the reason why we're going to say that is because all you got to do is walk around. We're looking around, we'll just pick East Tampa as a perfect example, right? Let's just walk around. What happened to the movie theater that was there, a little old beat up driving theater, okay? Look across over there, as you look, gazing down toward 34th and the areas over there. I mean, we're seeing new construction everywhere. You just ride down all the streets, new construction. This is, when you see the road, because I was told by a city planner, was like, once you see a road being built, and once you see the roads being improved, you know, construction coming next, okay? Every time you see that, the road is the telltale sign, because you may be living in a neighborhood, that road been jacked up for 20 years. All of a sudden, the road is now fixed. And it's like, that lets you know somebody, property is being built up, people are moving into the neighborhood, and then the pricing going up, up and up and up and up to where nobody can afford it. The plans are there. All you got to do is go downtown and just pull out from the, look at them records. You can see it. You can see the strategic redevelopment of Tampa from every single section, Central Park area, West Tampa area. You can see it everywhere. And then now they're coming to the east. It's coming. So if you're not opening your mind, and as we call it, situational awareness, you should have situational awareness. You should be looking around saying, hey, there ain't no place for me to stay. I can't afford to stay here. And even if they offer me something, I can't buy a house with what they offer me. It's ridiculous, right? So we say all of that, agree with what you're saying, April. People need to understand, wake up and pay attention. Now, exactly what you're saying, there are areas where we have to talk and there are areas where we have to be silent. Now, when we talk about protesting and when we talk about speaking up is one thing. Protest a whole nother thing. Listen, we don't protest. You know why? Because we've done all the work already, especially as Black women. I have seen, this week has been the week of all the White Tears Week, I call this, because I'm telling you, I have never seen so much people posting about what we're going to help, all the stuff that happened. We didn't think this was going to happen. First of all, We protest silently. We protest with our dollars, withheld or where we choose to spend. Also, something to think about. They're going to continue to irk people. They're going to do stuff. They're going to create past laws or release people who have done violent crimes against Black people. They're going to do stuff to make you want to go out there and protest. I need you to, I'm here to say this one more time. You better pour your cup of tea, sit down on the front porch, and watch that thing burn. Don't get involved in nothing. Because you need to understand that's what they want.
Wait. And watch you do what?
I want you to get your tea, take a sip, and watch it burn down. Burn all around you. You are not supposed to be involved in any of that nonsense. Don't, because remember, along with everything else they're talking about, protesting is the one thing they will arrest you on. They're gonna get you on that. They're gonna lock you up and they're gonna put you in there. Okay.
Let's go back. Let's go back. Every time maybe it's me. Every time I hear the word protest, I automatically can envision the Selma. I envision that, and it just makes me think about the water hoses and how those people were being bolted down by the, you know, those water hoses and spat in their faces. And I'm like, we've done that already.
We have, exactly. Yeah. So no, we've done. That's what I said. We've done that, and that's what we need to do. I think,
and we're still here. Yes. We've done all of that. The deaths have occurred. We've done all that ish, and we're still here. And for those of us that feel that they have arrived, and we ride off into the sunset, into our gated communities, but come back over here weekly and daily to have all of these church sessions, but your doors are closed more often than they are open. Correct. My God, there will be an answer to that.
Yeah, let me break it down like
you
this.
You weren't there really to serve the people, are you?
Snatch it right down. And you are absolutely right, because I'm gonna say this, the things that we were fighting for our parent generation, the parents generation before, grandparents, all the way back during slavery, we fought for freedom, jobs, education, and housing, right? During the Jim Crow era, freedom, jobs, education, and housing. What is it? Civil rights movement, freedom, job, education, and housing, right? We had the suffrage movement, same thing. We Black Lives Matter movement, same thing. We had a Black president, freedom, jobs, education, and housing. You don't think we tired? We've done this over and over.
What are we fighting for right now? A damn game.
Freedom, jobs, education, and housing. So the fact that we in 2025, we've been fighting for that since slavery. What?
We still enslaved.
So are we still enslaved in our minds? You with the church? Yes. The sure enslaved. We're gonna sit, get this cup of tea. We're gonna sit down on the porch and watch it burn. I told you already. I told you already. There is no need to go out there and keep on fighting this fight. Let them. The people who are waking up right now are the ones who went out there and voted. What? Did you ever see the guy? I digress. But the guy who keep calling wait. I'm dead. I gotta send that to you. But anyway. But the ones who are there voted for this current presidency, this current legislature, this current
administration, it's all of them.
Okay?
All of them.
These are the ones that are sitting there in complete shock, can't believe what's going to happen. You have voted your own death upon you. There's actually some states right now that in the next quarter, they're going to be so financially distraught.
Yes.
You have voted away your illegal... Your migrant farmers. You voted away these people. You say, I don't want these people in my country. But you're also at the same time. This is again. You look at the word doublethink, right? Doublethink. At the same time, you know that you need these people to run your farms, right? And the one that really killed me was the one when the white woman said, "I don't know how the Black farmers are making it." The Black farmers always been making it because the Black farmers have never been subsidized by the government. They've always done it on their own. The family has always been out there in the field doing all that stuff. You feel that right now?
Were we out there in the field? We were murdered in the fields, beat in the fields, slaughtered in the fields like freaking cattle.
Correct. And so you're trying to sit there and try to figure out how the Black farmers do it. We've been doing it on our own the whole time. And so what you're in shock right now is that government corporations are now going to steal your farm and buy it for pennies on the dollar. And now you're going to be the new Mexicans or the new whatever that labor class is out there in them fields, like whatever that rich. And let me just throw this side note out there real quick, because I had a conversation with the last three Hispanic followers I got on my page. But let me tell you why. Okay. Do people need to understand something? Because I know my culture, I know my history, I know I'm from. But the only reason why y'all speak Spanish, and it's going to hurt some people's feelings now, but the only reason why you speak Spanish is because you were colonized by Europeans from Spain. You are all native indigenous people to whatever land you're from, whether you're from the Central Americas, if you're from the Caribbean, you're Taino or you're Arawak. If you're from the United States, you're Blackfoot, you Powhatan, you whatever, Cherokee, whatever you are. But understand something, wherever part of the world you are an indigenous people and you only speak Spanish because the Europeans came over there and forced you to speak Spanish. I'm done. I'm gonna move on. That's the last three followers I got that they told me but remember, y'all the one that voted for homeboy. So how you doing right now? Y'all all right? I'm done. Moving right along. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Well,
East Tampa Brain Booster Camp. Let's talk about our summer camp. Go
ahead. So the summer camp, the flyer is out there. Please, when them good slots fill up, don't call me, don't call Denise, don't call Alicia, don't call nobody, because when they fill up, they full. So the registration is open, and as of right now, there are 24 slots current. Keep in mind, the summer camp is a few months away, but the longer you wait, the more of your opportunity, it lessens. You know, you're giving up your possibility of being chosen. So that's all I'm going to say. It goes from June the 7th to August 9th. Yep. It is, we increased hours this year because everything that we did last year and the year before, it was rushed. It was so much. We were doing so much to where we never had enough time. So now it's Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4. We're super excited that we're back at Excited Faith Alive, where my pastor definitely believes in the investment of the child. And I will say this, the pastor of the city, the one where nobody that don't want to host the funerals because they're scared of the people, we host them because we're not scared of people. Okay. We believe in investing in people. We believe in all of that. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, but you keep trying. It's delayed. You saying something, Maggie?
No, I said, Peggy, listen. I said reminder about the zip codes, because that was it did hold a lot of people back last year, and I really want to make it clear again this year. Reason why you are not.
We provide the programming for limited zip codes 33619, 33610, some parts of 33617, 105. And now you got me confused. Yeah, it's those. And either way it goes, the information is on the flyer. There's a link there. All the details are there, because then I'll be like, well, what's this? What? That? Go read it. Every question that you could have is answered there. So we will provide that information on the link. And again, it's there. Look like it's posted in. Yes, it's posted in the
chat.
Messages. Yeah, the chat. Look, I thought I was going to say in the post. So again, we're excited. Denise will be jumping in a little bit with us this summer, but again, she's she's very new as the Miss Thomas Papillon.
Yes.
And we support that. We're so happy for that. So she got to still, woo, become that, look, living that wife ram for a little long.
Right.
But we're excited. And the kids, our summer program is very robust to go along with the mentorship and the tutoring that we offer throughout the year. It's very robust. Like every week we go on a field trip on Thursdays. Every week we have several activities that come in. So again, don't underestimate that church on the hill, because when I tell you the programming that we offer, it is very, very top notch, very top notch. The one big change that I will point out is we're not doing lunch no more. No, God. Parents, you must provide that lunch.
Provide
it. Unless on special day, one day a week, we may offer some lunch. But breakfast is provided. But they better come in with a knapsack, a Jeffro container, a backpack, a plastic bag, a paper bag, whatever it is, bring the lunch.
Listen, y'all got Stanley cups. I know you can bring cold drinks.
Yes. Because that lunch thing, for 2 years. No, I'm 3 years.
Yeah, it's a lot of lunch for those kids every day. I mean, I remember we are outside of the public school system, so yes, funding again.
Look, and we'll have time for the false prophets to say that they're going to help provide the lunches. And right. Then the day before, no, the three days before the summer camp start, they say, oh, yeah, we didn't get the program to go through. Right. You knew that from the beginning, and people being mad when they're out on it. Let me say this to other people. When you know people are offering something and you know that they're not good, they don't offer good business, don't let other people fall trap into that. Say something, even if it's nothing but pick up the phone call and let somebody know. Because yes, we caught hell last year with lunch. It was rough. Because them kids don't want no cold sandwich when they there with they weren't having it, because they know that's right. Not what they were used to getting.
And they know they're accustomed to getting a nice hot lunch too. So yes.
Yes. Yes, they look forward to it, especially on hot breakfast day too, with the grits, eggs, sausage, pancakes, you know, fresh Belgian waffle. Yeah,
I look forward to it.
Yes, we did. Look, so we can top it up with a little syrup. So yes, so we're super excited. Excited for Denise to be back. You know what day she will be back, and you know, look at say it again.
I'm there for the whole month of June.
Oh, see, I'm really happy now because that reduced my stress level. Yes. My God.
You know, I can't.
I didn't know that. I thought we were just going to have a few dates in there.
I cannot not do Juneteenth. You know, Juneteenth is my thing. Anything that
I'm like so happy. Y'all just don't know. I'm about to cry.
Don't cry.
Because Oh, God.
I thought I told you that already.
No, I thought it was just a few weeks. I didn't know it was the whole.
No, it's the whole month of June. So, thank God, good. So, speaking of all happy, joyous news, spring break parents, guess what? Let me speak into the microphone. Them your children now. This spring break is this particular week coming up. It lasts from the 17th to the 21st, which is all of this week coming. So please, now we just like we do with the East Tampa Brain Booster summer camp, we don't want that summer slide. We don't want a spring break slide. You need to be able to say to your children, hey, what book have you read? What activities are you doing? Fortnite should not be the only activity that kids have the entire time. I'm just picking them here in the spoons. Okay. But Fortnite should not be the activities that kids have the entire time that they are off of spring break. I know some kids from Friday night when school ended last week, they probably were on that game up until now. I mean, like, go look right now and see where your children are right now. Have they even stopped to drink a glass of water? Have they stood up and walked around the house? Are their bodies suffering from atrophy because they've sat in one position for so long? Like, please find out what your children do. Make them read. Their kids, my program right now, they keep telling the parents will tell them, ask me what's their homework. Their homework is always reading. It's always, there's read theory. And I need to drop them in the chat. I forgot to get them to Bianca earlier, but read theory. You can go on there. You can go to Clever. Clever has all these free programs out there. Puzzle. They've got, what is it though? That Mayan still available. You have so many things that are out there for the kids. They should be reading every single day. They have no reason to not read. So the public library, HGPLC, right? They literally
HGPLC, right
there. And so there's no reason, especially with the lag that we are right now, the fact that the kids are already behind in reading levels, there should never be a child that would tell you, I don't have any homework. Well, then your homework is to read. You should read and read and read and read. That's it. You got no other choice. 30 to 45 minutes a day. That is not a lot of time. If they could spend 6 hours on a game, they could spend 40 minutes.
Some of them 10, 12, because I don't have to drag mine off. Be like, come out.
Exactly. Socialize with human beings. So that we just need you to understand something. Yeah, do not let that spring break be a waste of time. Don't. It's nothing more horrific than when we walk back into the school. Walk back into school, and kids are like, "I don't know what we were doing the week before last."
And that's so interesting that you say that, because a lot of schools have already begun their push plans, preparing for I forgot the name of the dog.
The standardized tests are coming up. You have
the progress monitoring. Yeah, yes. So they've already began those push plans. So a lot of, like at our school site, we've been pushing now for several weeks. So what we don't want is the slide. That week makes a big difference.
Right.
A huge difference. So parents, please put the audio books on in the car. Put something on in the car that makes them utilize their imagination, where they have to connect prior knowledge or something back to more than just cutting them out with the songs and that has really no meaning for them as it relates to an educational standpoint. Now, mm-hmm. I will say that there has been some lesson plans put around Kendrick Lamar's. They not like
I sure used one. I sure did.
I think I sent you the link to that one. That was amazing. So again, if you ain't gonna pull the curriculum to go out with it, shut it off.
Right.
Audible books, something. Do something educational in that car. And YouTube is your friend. Google University has everything that you could possibly want. The academics is there. We're choosing not to use the resource. We're just choosing not to. So please, ma'am, and please, sirs.
Yes, and I will say this. This is what I tell you. Also, exactly. Use. There is an actual. Just type in Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl show full lesson plan. You could do a whole segment on Samuel Jackson character as the black Uncle Sam, comparing to his Django character. That's a whole nother thing. You got another one where you talk about the colors of the actual performance, why they wore the red, white, and blue. It breaks down of every individual song, because now you're looking at the songs as poetry. All of it, removed music, now you got the poetry.
All of it's poetry.
Everything was deep. And so you need to understand, you if you don't do anything else, pull up the lessons already made for you. Now you understand how it feels to be a teacher. The lessons already made for you. Go ahead and have the kids do a breakdown. This whole entire show is only 13 minutes, but you can break it down. Each section was only like 2 to 3 minutes. You can literally do a lesson on a 30-second section of the show. Do that. Also, let me tell you something. Just like we talk about YouTube University, there is something called 2 minutes in Black History. There are like 86 videos. I use them for bell work once a week, and I don't care if it's Black History Month or not. 2 minutes in Black History, you can learn so much. There's kids that did we did Robert Smalls, we did convict leasing and the school to prison pipeline. We did Henrietta Lacks, and I think we had done the Black Panther Party, the rise of the Black Panther Party, and birth of hip hop or something like that. And I knocked those things in 2 minutes. You'd be amazed at how much things the kids can learn and retain in 2 minutes because it's a video. So please, when I say you don't want them to slide, throw things like that at them, because I'm telling you, it works. It works, all right? It works. So we just want to tell you that. Just try it.
And most children in Hillsborough County Public Schools, I will say from the middle school on up, y'all have access to IXL. And it's free. Mm-hmm. Please use it. And Khan Academy, high schoolers. There's no excuse not to have an account, because it's connected right directly to the College Board. You got to use the free resources. They're there. We have to use them. The same rate we have all these different apps on our phones, they should have those apps on their phones. If they don't, that's on you.
Right.
Because those little snippets of in between riding in the car, in between on the bus, in between at lunch, right before bed, whatever it may be, help them build in those types of check-in points with their academic connections, because they do it for everything else. So it's it won't create any harm. It can only help them. So again, on the math side, it's even available for science, ELA, history, you name it. And we know our Reddit is here to stay.
Thank you.
So fifth grade going backwards, there you go. It's free. They can log in anytime, right now over the break.
Mm-hmm. For us in ELA, we want to give you a Language Live. And McGraw-Hill. A lot of these kids have these assignments in McGraw-Hill. Go back and ask your children. Tell them, pull it up and see how many of the assignments that are incomplete, because they need to look at their McGraw-Hill assignments. That's a lot of reading and set up there by grade level. And Language Live is for everybody who's intensive reading. So these are ones who are low level, have not met the state the standards yet. They need to be doing that every single day. And it's running 24 hours. They can wake up at midnight and work on Language Live. So it's not that it doesn't shut down. They don't know. It's there. So they need to be doing that. Okay. Where are we right now? Oh, good. Listen, hey, we got a special plug we'd like to throw out there. Did we talk about the advocacy? No, we didn't. Let's talk about what's gonna happen on Tuesday of next week. We'd like to invite people to come to that.
So this upcoming Tuesday, we have decided from the Sunshine Education Coalition's, I'll keep looking at the two different things. Okay, I'm focused again. Yes. Sunshine Education Coalition will be hosting a virtual meeting, a call to action to have some discussion around the disciplinary, the unfair disciplinary hearing that are occurring. Like, it's not a question. It is happening that way. So we need collective individuals that are willing to bring voice to the matter. And again, it won't cost you much of your time. We promise you it won't. Because one thing, both of us on here are beat up about daily and don't want to do, meet about a meeting. Mm-hmm. So we want to meet, share the fact, action. So with that being said, it's a virtual meeting because, again, we don't have to be in each other's faces to get things done anymore. You got people that are meeting from one side of the earth to the other side, and they making shit happen. You know what I'm saying? And that could be wealth, educating the minds and so on and so forth. So again, if you're interested in this work, because it's going to take collective voices to get it done. And individuals also always say, well, why don't you go to the school board meeting? We can go. But we definitely better go when we already have everything in place. And at that point is, what are we expected to be done about it? Because it's so much meeting about the meeting that occurs with that. In my over 20 something years, my God.
That's right.
It has been, they have met, they continuously to meet. And just like the freedom, the housing, and the education.
Right. Right.
In most cases, we're still at the starting line. Even though we have ran the race on many occasions, we're still at the starting line. Because school to prison pipeline is still a thing.
That's right.
Black boys being suspended disproportionately is still a thing. Right. They represent the minor is still a thing. And we still want all the school discipline to be posted on the web, on every school website. It should be a thing, just like grades.
I've been saying that for years.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why it hasn't occurred, but is there something to hide? Mm-hmm. The community should know. Families should know. Maybe to bring forth more forward thinking as it relates to how a lot of the discipline is handled and what required support should be put in all schools, unless they don't have a discipline problem where students of color are being disproportionately suspended. Good luck with that. So again, join us.
That conversation.
You can inbox us your email address, post it below. We'll definitely reach out, but it's this coming Tuesday at 2:00 and it is a virtual meeting.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, April. And finally, we'd like to give a, first of all, big shout out. We are Teaching for the Culture, all of us. Okay. And we do want to talk about, we're going to throw this website on our page. Checkthecellphone.com. Let me say it one more time.
Check it now.
Checkthecellphone.com, Teaching for the Culture. This is our official church announcement at this point in time. There is a 14-day digital cleanup challenge. And the website, again, is checkthecellphone.com. We want you to go in these people's cell phone. We want you to go in your children's cell phone. We need you to understand that you should have the access to your child's cell phone. You should be able to know how to unlock the phone. You should be able to look at your child's apps. You should know what they're doing. You should know if your child is the bully or the being bullied. We need to know. There's so much that's in your child.
You said something right there.
Sometimes your child will say, they picking on me, but your child and they're cussing everybody out and calling everybody out and telling what kind of beat down going to be. Your child is one planning all the fights in the bathroom. Your child is doing all of that. So again, this, join us for this challenge. It is a free 14-day digital challenge, digital cleanup challenge. And you need to go to checkthecellphone.com. Grandma, auntie, uncle, cousin, baby daddy, your ex, all them people, have them run up in that child's cell phone and see what's going on. That's what we got. Anything else, April?
Well, one thing we will not be able to say is we didn't know, because the information is being provided to you. Correct. Whether you heard it before, whether you hear it now or in the near future, the bottom line is you cannot say you did not know. We see the remnants of what these cell phones are causing, the disaster in our young, in our children's lives, just collectively nationwide. I don't know all the logistics about the young lady that was brought to her death by another student, but there's a bunch of hearsay about her being a bully. I don't know, but the bottom line is something went wrong, and the adults did not step in before that incident occurred. Bottom line. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. So in both party situations, the adults failed those children. I don't care what nobody say. They failed them.
Yeah.
They failed them.
And step one in the failure was just giving them the phone in the first place. Because a lot of times, if that child didn't even have that phone, it wouldn't have gotten to that point. So you have to understand, as much as kids will say, oh, my mama calling me at this point, your mama's wrong. I'm sorry. I hate it. Let me say it to you one more time loud in the microphone. Your mama wrong. Because she knows you're at school.
And it happens so much.
Back in the day, how are they going to get in touch with a child anyway? Just call the school, and the school will deliver the message to the child when the child is not in class, where they cannot disturb the class, where they're not going to be distraught in the class, you're not disrupting the child's environment. If it's a simple thing as you're going to take the bus today versus you're going to walk home today, why you got to call him during class now? Now he's on the phone. Now it's a problem.
A full call. Not even a quick text. A full call.
A whole call. You call.
I was like, can I step outside? My daddy calling me.
No. What? No. You are in school to learn.
Because high school, I'll go for it. I'll go for it with high school. If they have a car and all that. And I'll say that because elementary and middle, they ain't getting in the car riding over there to go help do nothing.
You can't sign yourself out. Some adult has to come and get you out of school. Let you know that that phone call is not important. It ain't, because even if somebody told you somebody in your household is in critical condition, you still can't sign yourself out. You still gotta wait for somebody to why would you do that to a child in the middle of the school day? Now they can't even function for the rest of the day. Anyway, before we get off everything like that, my last plug for the day is gonna be this. The fact that we lost so many days because of these hurricane days, we already have educational slippage. We don't want it to slip anymore during spring break. Please. Check the child's cell phone and also get them to read. That's my last plug for the day. April, anything else?
And again, we must collectively have a voice around this issue that's impacting our children as it relates to these disciplinary hearings. We don't care if the child black, white, or yellow. We want every child to have an equitable opportunity to be able to go to these hearings with their family and be capable of saying, I walked away and I was treated fairly and the process was fair. It's not happening. So therefore, we must bring this to the attention of the individuals that's hosting these hearings and efforts to make sure that we do something different for the betterment of our children and their families.
Great. Hey guys, listen, guess what? We were Diversity and Equity in Education, hosted and sponsored by the wonderful, fantastic, fabulous Bianca Goolsbee of Teaching for the Culture. And we are just so strong right now because of all that God has blessed us with. So we just want to say good night, and we're going to see you in 3 weeks' time. Right? As we go closer to May. Bye-bye.